The launch of Vermont's healthcare exchange was plagued by glitches and failures that continue today, with the online payment system still unavailable. Documents released to VPR under the state's Access to Public Records Act show the state's lead contractor for the exchange, CGI, was missing deadlines as early as May. A delay in any environment being made available presents a risk to the project timeline, which has very little or no slack. That came from a May 14th report from Gartner Consulting, a Connecticut-based information technology firm hired by the state to oversee its vendors for the exchange. The biweekly Gartner reports chronicle a year of delays and quality lapses as the state's contractor tried to build Vermont's largest and most complicated information technology system. Robin Lunge, the state's director of healthcare reform, says that the critical nature of the Gartner reports is inherent in any quality assurance process.
The way to think about this is this raised an issue, and then there's a whole process to say, okay, what are we going to do about this issue? CGI, what is your response to this? How do you manage to it? And so you're really getting the first step in the process, but you're not seeing the full process of what folks were doing to remediate those risks.
Despite these efforts to improve the project, the Gartner reports became increasingly critical as the state's October 1st deadline drew closer. A September 28th report showed little or no hope that the launch would go smoothly. That report says, "Missed delivery dates and milestones, especially delays in environment availability, delayed testing to the point that functionality may be deployed with minimal testing." Reports listing these problems came to officials throughout the summer. But Governor Peter Shumlin said on VPR's Vermont Edition on November 1st that he wasn't aware of any issues until after Labor Day.
Did you know around Labor Day, things aren't going well?
No, I didn't. My commissioner and all of us believed that while there were going to be some hiccups, and frankly, I think the president believed the same thing, hiccups and bumps in the road, that the system wouldn't be as difficult as it was for both systems, the federal and the state.
A May 22nd report from Gartner explicitly advised state officials to bring this issue to, quote, the highest levels. In recent project schedule updates from CGI, a number of project deliverables have been shifted out to the future without having gone through a change management process. Lunge said she did not receive that report, but Mark Larson, the commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access, was involved in solving that problem. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.